Easter is when we celebrate the sacred mysteries, sometimes called Paschal mysteries. These mysteries are divine and therefore most profound. You cannot always grasp all that lies within or get to the bottom of them as such. The mysteries are three, for all good things come in three. That is the suffering, dying, and rising of the Lord Jesus Christ. We align these events with the three great days, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. And thus we have the formulation called the Sacred Triduum. Triduum, three, tri, and dum means days, the three holy days. On Good Friday, our Lord, according to tradition, died at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. He was one of three crucified. He was of the age of 33, and he had suffered for 3 hours from midday. It's thus no surprise that he spent 3 days in the tomb. That is not three 24-hour days, but 3 calendar days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Note also that he was placed in the new tomb, and he was placed there not by apostles nor disciples, but quasi-strangers. Nicodemus, a Sadducee, and Joseph of Arimathea. It was his tomb, in fact, and I think it was a rather noble, posh tomb, because it had a garden around it. Jesus had to borrow the tomb, as he borrowed the undertakers or funeral directors, as we call them, to bury him. That's the way God's providence works. Sometimes we feel locked in, blocked in, things aren't going well, there's no reasons to hope, and it's all gloom and doom. But somehow, at the last moment, there can be a glimmer of hope, a break in the clouds, the sun appears. In other words, God can work things his way, which means providential. He looks after it. We can't, but he can. And that's what happened on the way of the cross. There were no apostles present that we know of, no disciples. Where are all these people who were fed and healed? Who comes to our Lord's needs? Well, once again, providence provides a woman called Veronica, who comes and gives some consolation to the Lord. And then Simon, this man from Cyrene, who perhaps was unwilling at first to bear the weight of the cross. But once his heart was next to the divine heart, everything changed. As a reward, a spiritual reward for his generosity, his sons, called Alexander and Rufus, became fervent Catholics in the early church. And I sometimes wonder whether St. Paul in his letter to the Romans makes reference to a man called Rufus and his mother. Was that the wife of Simon? On the third day, he rose from the dead. Be very clear that his resurrection was utterly unlike any other. Why do I say that? Well, our Lord worked 33 miracles in his public ministry of 3 years, of which 3 were resurrection miracles, but they differed to his own. How? These are the 4 differences between those resurrections and the Lord's. 1. He rose by his own power. They were raised by another, God's. 2. He rose in a glorious body. They returned to their same bodies and had to die again. 3. He foretold his resurrection. No one else has done that. 4. He rose in a salvific manner, with promissory value. This point's rather obtuse. What we mean is that the Lord's resurrection was planned. It's part of his providential scheme, of which, yes, we are included. How is that so? Well, we are God's children. We're born into his family. We receive his life, called grace, in our soul at baptism. And thus, if we live according to his ways and die in his grace, then in the next life we don't get back a recycled body, but rather we get back a body like his, because we dwell in the Lord. And his is glorious, so he's given us the promise of a glorious body. What's a glorious body? Well, some people think they have a glorious body, but they don't. You have to wait. A glorious body has four unique characteristics: integrity, subtlety, agility, and clarity. Firstly, the notion of integrity or wholeness also embraces the term impassibility, which means the inability to suffer or endure pain. The glorious body will truly be a new creation, devoid of any defects and all defects. For some who are missing limbs or hair or sight, in this life, the prospect is most encouraging. The new integrated version will be utterly pristine, without warts or wrinkles or weight issues, aches or pains. Now, the next time you visit the burns or orthopedic ward of a hospital, keep in mind this fascinating insight, so as to invigorate a lasting hope in any disabled patients. The second quality of a glorious body is subtlety, and it's most fascinating. Daily, our bodily nature, akin to the animals, weakens and lessens the spiritual powers of the soul. When we are tired or sick, such as many people with the coronavirus, we just don't think well, and when emotionally bereft, make poor choices. The material burdens the spiritual. The soul is weighed down by our physical nature. In heaven, this polarity will be reversed. The spiritual will command the material. Our body will submit to the desires of the will and intellect. Such a transformation will enable us to alter our physical features for the sake of some spiritual good, as did Christ, whose recognition was veiled as a gardener when Mary Magdalene came to seek him out, or when he hid his appearance to those two disciples on the way to Emmaus. Three, agility. Now, this is related to subtlety, which enables the body to move at the speed of thought and to pass through matter. Matter will be, in fact, subservient to the power of the Spirit. This marvelous quality likens us to superheroes. One wonders if hidden in this quality there prevails some unconscious probe that results in our fascination and creation of these fictional characters. I would prefer to be more like Superman soaring through the clouds than the Hulk stomping on boulders, however. The last quality is clarity, which enables the splendor of the soul to shine forth through the body. In some fashion, the body will glow from within, somewhat like those salt lamps that are now popular in lounge rooms. In that vein, then, the need for clothes may be superfluous, as we should be robed with spiritual light, according to those virtues that we manifested here on earth. So they're the four qualities of a glorious body: integrity, subtlety, agility, and clarity, that gives us hope and enables us to persevere. This is prayer to the saints who did persevere, in particular Saint Mary Magdalene, the first public witness to the Lord's resurrection. It was because of her prayerful perseverance that the Lord revealed himself to her. May he do so likewise to you.